All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. Today's Thursday, August 24th, and there's a lot going on. Big tech and crude oil. Crude oil are on the move. Plus, then, of course, the event of the week, NVIDIA reported earnings. We have to talk about this, how this affects the markets and what's happening here right now. Plus, we'll show you our positions and also another trade that we identified this morning, if you want. Anyhow, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This super smart guy over there is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we are real traders who trade live accounts. So therefore, we got a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And look at this, Mark. I brought out the good old iPad, the handy-dandy iPad again. Anyhow, nice. Because I thought, well, look at this and what's happening here in the markets. And I mean, right now, markets are down.
Interesting morning. What a morning. And you mentioned it, NVIDIA, biggest news of the week, could have been the most important earnings release of the year. Who knows? And it was a solid earnings report, Marcus. Really good for NVIDIA.
Yeah, let me just zoom in here. Because, I mean, yeah, NVIDIA, everybody was looking for it. And now I can zoom in. There we go. And I mean, they jumped up after reporting earnings yesterday, opened at a record high. Because, I mean, they beat top and bottom lines. But I think what traders were most fascinated with is that they provided some strong guidance where they say, we believe that for the next quarter, revenue could be up 170%.
That's huge. Yeah. So an earnings beat well above estimates, a revenue beat also much stronger, and 170% jump in sales potentially during the current period as demand for AI chips continues to gain steam. So traders loving that overnight and also heading into the open.
Yeah, but then everything kept falling apart. I mean, if you look at a 5-minute chart of NVIDIA, I mean, after jumping above 500 to a record high here, we have just been moving lower ever since. So up here and then rolling over. And with this, it's basically also overall what the markets are doing right now. Because if you take a look at the NASDAQ, which is probably most influenced here, by this move, we see the NASDAQ open higher, jumping here, and then, I mean, pretty much in free fall ever since.
Yeah. You know, I think that this is a textbook example of profit taking, right? You know, just such a huge move. There's a run up going into earnings and a sympathy move with other semiconductors that was actually looking good at the open, but everything's pulling back. And some bigger losses now for the day for like a stock like an AMD. AMD down 6.25%. So not the big jump that NVIDIA had, but opening up and now down 6.25%. Really all of the semis down. And Marvel, MRVL, down almost 5%.
Yeah. And this is dragging the overall markets down and pretty much all indices. Doesn't really matter what we are looking at. So because we see that the Dow is down 0.38%. The S&P is down 0.5%. NASDAQ down 0.9%. So overall, markets are down. And pretty much dragged down by this. And if you look at PowerX Optimizer and the heat map to get an idea of what's happening today, we basically see, okay, this is a line in the sand. Up here, we have all the tech stocks, mainly NASDAQ. Here, we have the good old Dow stocks. And we see they're slightly down, but the big reds we see here with Tesla being down 2.7%, Apple being down almost 2%, Microsoft being down 1%, Google being down 0.5%. Disney, Netflix being down 3.7%. I mean, that's what we see here right now.
Interesting moves today. Interesting pullback. We'll see what happens when the dust settles, but definitely some red.
Yeah. VIX was jumping this morning, or is a little bit higher right now, but I mean, we're still at low levels. We're at 16.4,
Sure.
so the fear index, it's not there yet, the fear. This is, as you said, it's just profit taking. This is not a pullback based on fear. It's mainly profit taking what we are seeing here.
Yeah, news is out, right? There is the big move going into Nvidia's earnings. News is out now, and you get that reversal.
Yeah. I mean, talking about earnings, we talked about it briefly yesterday. I mean, Foot Locker just had a bad day yesterday, down 30%. This morning, bouncing back up 8%. So that's interesting.
Wow.
Looking like an overreaction here. Same
Yeah.
yesterday, we had Dick's Sporting Goods reporting earnings also plummeting. And I think they were down, what was it yesterday? I believe that yesterday we were down, can't remember, 10% or something like
Day
this, maybe even more.
before it was 24%
Oh,
lower, and
24%.
yesterday
Yeah, right now
it
bouncing back a
reversed.
little bit, up 2.7% right now. So we see that there are some reactions. And we're looking at an earnings play that we looked at this morning in a little bit. But we also got to talk about crude oil. I mean, crude oil, we haven't been talking about crude oil a whole lot because it was fairly quiet. Crude oil was pushing higher. As we see, we have been trading here in the range between what, 65 and 82, 80. And we have been pulling back. We're trading below 80 again. That is the lowest that we have seen it in 30 days.
Yeah, do you think that that has to do a lot with China and their economic situation?
Possibly because China is just a powerhouse when it comes to consumption. And this, when China is slowing down, we're feeling it. But you see this also here in crude oil. It's not that we are plummeting in crude oil. I mean, we have just an orderly pullback pretty much in this range that we have seen here for the year. In fact, this range has been there for quite a long time. So if you look at it, this
Yep.
range that we have here between what, around 70 and 84, we have had this now for almost a year.
Yeah, I mean, as far as a range goes, that's a nice one. And a little bit of a pullback never hurt nobody.
Yeah. All right. Talking about pullbacks. I mean, we talked this week about the interest rates. Let me bring those up. Where do I have them? The 10-year yield. I mean, the 10-year yield has been on a tear, has been trading at the highest level in 15 years. But now we also see that there's a little bit of a pullback over the last few days. Especially yesterday, it was a little bit larger. This morning, we're up 0.5%, but we're definitely pulling back from these highs that were the highest since 2007. So that's what, in 15 years. So pulling back here a little bit.
Did you see the Fed funds probabilities?
No, is there anything interesting? Let's take a look at this. Where we are right now with these probabilities. So ring up the CME group probabilities, see what is happening there. Not much has changed, right?
Well, the quarter point's creeping up a little bit.
Yeah, that's true because we did see that this is here rates staying the same. It was as high as 92%, but usually was hovering around 88%. Now down to 82%. I mean, this is ahead of Powell's speech tomorrow. This is where there's a little bit of uncertainty. What will Powell say tomorrow morning?
Do you think there's any chance the Fed's going to raise a quarter percent at the next meeting?
No, I don't believe that there's any chance that they will do it. I'm with these probabilities here, but we do know that tomorrow morning, let me just switch to the economic calendar here. Powell is speaking, and this is at the Jackson Symposium. Last year, I mean, this is where he sent the markets lower. I think after Powell's speech over the next few years, we dropped 15% in the S&P. So, I mean, his remarks could move the markets tomorrow. That's definitely the next big thing that's happening.
Yeah, I really don't see the Fed raising a quarter percent either, but they're definitely keeping it on the table with Fed members speaking and the comments out there. it's definitely being conveyed to the public and investors that the Fed has a quarter point in them.
But you see, I think more important are the probabilities, and we have talked about these. The question is, how long will they keep rates this high, and when do they finally start lowering it? And I mean, this is where nothing has changed just yet. Traders are expecting the Fed to lower rates somewhere around May next year, so probably mid next year, and until then, they're staying that high. But I mean, as you said, yeah, the Fed traders are also factoring in that maybe not at this meeting, but let me just go back here. At the next meeting, look at this. There's a 40%
Look at that.
probability that the Fed might raise rates again.
We'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
I think they're done, but hey, there's more data to come out. You never know.
You never know. Okay, so let's take a look at our existing positions and see what is happening here today. So moving over to the portfolio, ALB is the first one. ALB was rallying a little bit. We sold the 192.50 call. So this is where we will see where we are tomorrow. So the 192.50 call, that's what we sold. If we are trading below 192.50, that will expire worthless, and maybe we can sell it again next week. If we are trading above 192.50, we're getting called away. We keep all of our premium, and we make some pretty good money. I mean, you even make money on the stock because your cost basis is at 190. Where's your break even?
My break even right now is pulling it up. ALB. And yeah, I was looking at the roll. There's some nice premium there. For me, the break even's 185.68.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice. If you're getting called away, so for you, it would be basically a profit of $7 per share. For me, it's just over $5 per share. Hey, not complaining at all. I'll take that. But I mean, this is where we're looking at a roll. If we can milk this for another week, we will.
Yep.
All right. So this is working out great. CSIQ, on the other hand, I mean, CSIQ just after reporting earnings had the slide. Let me just see if I can zoom in a little bit. Here we see the slide. Yesterday, a little bit undecided, was rallying at first, then pulling back. This morning, slightly down. Right now, we are trading at 26.33. We got assigned at 35. So this is where we need a V-shaped recovery here.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew that there was support around 30 that we could see a drop to, but I mean, this has been such a sharp drop. Let's see some buyers step in.
That
Is
would be
it,
nice.
should we do a rescue though?
No, not yet, not yet. And for a very similar reason. I mean, that's a great question because we get this question quite a lot here on the channel, right? And the question is, should we fly a rescue mission? And a rescue mission means that we are selling more puts at a lower price, then hopefully getting assigned and therefore being able to lower our cost basis. And we have two rules when flying a rescue mission. First of all, the stock needs to be down at least 30% from the assigned price. And that's not what we have right now. We're down like 25%. And the second rule is that we want to see that the stock has found some support. So we want to see that we're trading at this level for a little bit before we do this, because we don't want to try to catch a falling knife here.
Yeah, and I mean, this is where it's definitely too soon, and I'd like to see things stabilize. And yeah, you never know. It could get a decent bounce in the next couple of weeks, but we're going to be in this one a little longer than the maybe 2 week trade that we have with ALB.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. All right, GM, General Motors. So that's another one that works out great. I mean, I've been trading GM, and we have been giving the tip to trade GM here on the channel quite a lot. I sold the 32 strike price expiring tomorrow. So this is the puts that I sold. If we stay above 32 by tomorrow, they expire worthless. I keep the premium. If We're moving below. I will get assigned and I'll be happy to own GM and then sell calls against my existing position. So here I'm more like, come on, pull back a little bit more. Let me get assigned here. That's what I'm looking for.
Sure. Sure. I like that.
NEE, super, super interesting, because NEE, that's a position where you get assigned. And this morning, NEE was trading higher. I mean, we were trading as high as, what was it, 68.50, somewhere around this. So it looked like we might be able to sell some calls against our existing position. We got both assigned at 69.50, the break even at 68.67. But then NEE, with the overall market right now being dragged down, pulling back, even though we were off to a strong start.
Yep, down a little bit on this one, but it pays a nice dividend in a little over a week, and it's hanging in there.
Yeah. All right, then PNC, let me just go back there. PNC also looked quite good earlier this morning. I mean, if you're looking at this, we had a nice run up almost to 122. Now with the overall market being dragged down again, trading at 119. But I mean, with this, I'm okay. I mean, we'll be in this for a little bit longer. And again, this is a trade that we're longer in than expected. And that's what trading is all about. I mean, we never know. We are playing the odds and the probabilities. And I mean, this is where we know how long we are typically in a trade. But here, this is definitely one where we are in it for a little bit longer.
Yep.
All right, one more. UPS, that is a trade that you took because you did not trade the GM, the General Motors. You took the UPS trade. And
right.
That will be a super interesting one for you.
Yeah, I'm liking this, and it's I like UPS at 167.50. We've been flirting with the 167.50 level. Gosh, even the 165 strike would be decent for somebody who isn't in it. And just have to see where we end up on Friday.
Yeah, but you're also okay getting assigned in UPS and selling calls against the position. So you're not concerned. Are you considering closing this out or rolling out into next week to avoid assignment?
Nah, I might. Plans to close up until the last day of expiration at 90% max profit, and that has not been possible. I don't see that being possible today. So for me, it would be letting it expire worthless if we stay above 167.50 tomorrow, or if it's in the money, I get assigned shares on 167.50, which I'm happy to be assigned at, and then I'll look to sell calls on Monday.
All right, and we do have a trade for you, but before we show you this trade, the trade of the day, I want to say that we also discussed with our mastermind this morning. You know the drill. We are trading trades for likes. So if you want us to show the trade, give us a like and maybe even subscribe to the channel, share this video, and then we'll be happy to show you what we discovered this morning. And that is an earnings play, right, Mark?
Yes. And so with earnings plays, what we're really looking at, we're still looking at a stock that we would be 100% comfortable owning. So quality stock, good fundamentals, profitable company. But we're looking at scenarios where there's an overreaction to the downside when really the data or the numbers or the earnings announcement and what was released isn't too much of a concern. So the market has reacted, traders have reacted, but then there's solid support. And we believe that that's a good time to take advantage of that extra premium.
Right. So this morning it was Dollar Tree, DLTR, down 10% right now. So there's a probability to sell the 1824 put expiring tomorrow. Even the one for next week might be available here as a really nice premium. And if you look at Dollar Tree and we zoom out here a little bit over the last 2 years, you see that that is actually a fairly attractive level, I would say.
Sure, yeah. Sure. So Dollar Tree, they're down because of third quarter guidance coming in below expectations. And that's the thing. Now that data's out, right? Traders have reacted to it. Sure, it could fall a little bit, but with a nice support level there, getting that premium. And if it does continue to fall, at this point, you're looking at a drop of 3% more. I think this morning, Marcus, we had 6% more with the strike that popped up. So earnings plays, typically you want to do them a little bit earlier, but still a good opportunity, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I mean, a P ratio of 22.83, that's pretty much in line with valuations in the S&P 500 right now. And I mean, we see that the annual revenue and profit are still looking super strong. And yes, they even beat earnings. We could show this probably, hold on, I have it here. And it was really just the guidance. So therefore, this could be an overreaction. So let me bring up Dollar Tree, take a quick look at what they reported this morning in earnings. And we see that they did beat profit estimations by a little bit. Yep. They beat revenue expectations by a little bit. So that was all good. And they just provided some lower guidance for the next quarter. So I yep. think it's a good trade. I'm full right now. If I weren't, if I would have been able to close my GM position before today, I would have probably taken this one. I like this one. That's a good one.
And there could be more coming.
Yep.
We'll see.
Let's take a look at where we are at the market. So we are still falling in the S&P 500. Seem to have found a little bit of the bottom here in the last 15 minutes, ever since we started the show. Same in the Dow, same in the NASDAQ. So is this move over for today? What do you think? Where we will end up? Will we fall some more, or is that it?
You know, with how we're moving right now, I think we're going to pull back a little bit more.
Okay. I think that's
it. How about
you?
I think that's it.
I think that's it. That is the initial reaction. And now there's just some uncertainty creeping in. I mean, after NVIDIA, is what will Powell say tomorrow? So that's probably what we're looking at right now.
All right.
We shall see. Okay. Hey, if you're enjoying the show and the tips that we are giving you, give us a like in return. And make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you are new to this channel. This way you get a notification whenever we go live. And then we'll see you again tomorrow morning.
Happy trading, everybody.